This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul A. Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. People might think you're talking to yourself, but according to new research from the University of Waterloo, one of the best ways to commit something to memory is to read it out loud. Apparently, when you both see and hear information, it has the biggest impact on the memory. I know when I memorize lines for a play, I usually record them, play them over and over, and speak them out loud as I learn them. So I know it works. Hey, time to suit up! 88% of gym goers say the simple act of putting on their gym clothes motivates them to go to the gym when they don't feel like it. That's all it takes? Really? New York Times tweeted out a recipe for a peanut butter and pickles sandwich last week, and the internet has gone nuts. Shockingly, there are a ton of people in the world that have known and loved a peanut butter and pickles sandwich for years. Almost as many as those who are repulsed by the idea. Truth is, if you like salty, sweet, and crunchy, chances are you might like the peanut butter pickle sandwich. No thanks. Almost three-quarters of millennials admit they have no idea how to change a tire. Survey finds that more than a third of young adults also admit they would struggle to open the hood of their car. And 63% say they've never tried to fix, repair, or modify a car they've bought. Turn to the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul A. Decker with the Daily Buzz. According to a story on the Motley Fool financial website, here are five top money matters that we Americans procrastinate on the most. Number one, creating a budget. Followed by creating or updating a will. Building an emergency fund. Paying off debt. And saving for retirement. Now, luckily, there's only a couple I'm a little lax on there. Co-founder of Apple, Steve Wozniak, has deleted his Facebook account. He says he doesn't agree with the way Facebook makes money off their customers. They gather all the personal information they can on their users and then sell it to advertisers. Wozniak thinks you shouldn't make money on your personal information being sold. Talk about luck in the truck. Jason Jacobs of Independence, Missouri, was cleaning out his truck, found a Powerball lottery ticket worth $50,000. He bought the ticket January 24th and tossed it in the center console. That's where it stayed for a couple of months. Took the ticket to a store and the scanner read, "Claim at lottery office." So he knew it had to have been a decent prize. Luckily for him, he hadn't run out of time and the lottery office told him it was worth $50,000. Jason says he's putting the money into a college fund for his baby, maybe a family vacation. Oh, to be so lucky. How about the guy who won $1 million betting on the Masters? Golf fan Drew Matthews entered the DraftKings Masters Millionaire Maker Contest online, which allowed him to set up a fantasy golf lineup before the tournament started. Says he wasn't even able to watch the Masters or keep a close eye on his lineup because he got married on Friday, had to deal with wedding stuff all weekend. Didn't matter. His lineup topped the contest. He hit the jackpot for $1 million. Bet his wife was happy. She gets half. Master criminals in Montreal pulled off the heist of a lifetime by getting away with nearly 20,000 cases of beer, dried beef, and Jack Link's brand pepperoni. The beer and beef jerky, which are worth a staggering $500,000, were stolen from a warehouse, with the thieves driving off in three delivery trucks owned by the warehouse. The crooks are now, probably, trying to unload the beer and meat to retailers to sell to the public. Or they can just have one heck of a party. If you missed it, yesterday was National Siblings Day. According to a survey, 89% of Americans have a sibling. 10% are best friends with them. 8% have had a fight that drew blood. Through the month of April, WeCare is partnering with the Covert community to collect personal care and baby pantry items for the community church pantry. You can help them stock their shelves and meet the needs of Covert families by dropping off donations all this month at Covert Community Church, Lily of the Valley, Gospel Tabernacle, First Congregational in Covert, Covert Township Hall, the Van Buren United Civic Organization, or the Covert Public Schools. On school days, they're in need of things like laundry detergent, toilet tissue, combs and brushes, toothpaste, mouthwash, diapers, and more. The event will culminate in a Stuff the Bus, April 28th at Dollar General. If you need more information, call WeCare at 637-4342. Knucklehead News out of Florida, where a woman was pulled over by police after she was seen swerving from lane to lane. The police reported smelling marijuana when they approached the car and found a bag of pot and a bag of cocaine in her purse. She told the officers the pot was hers, but she had no idea how the coke got there. She said it was a windy day, so it probably blew in through her open car window and landed there. No, police didn't buy the story. The Daily Buzz. You see something I should buzz about? Can you get it to me? Paul at WCSY.com. You can fax me 637-2675. Leave a message on Facebook, Super Hits 103.7, Cozy FM, or tweet at COSYFM. You can drop the info off here at the station as well on M140 in South Haven, right across from McFadden's. Podcasts of The Daily Buzz available at WCSY.com, our website. You can become a subscriber of The Daily Buzz and catch it on great podcasting outlets too, like Google Play, iTunes. Yay, yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present time. Paul Ann Decker will buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.